Glad that you are here, as always, Carla Blinkhorn from the YWCA. I'm not sure how to call you, Professor Emeritus or something as such. First of all, CEO, President.
Thank you so
much. Good morning to you, Carla. That is the title you had last week.
It is still the title that I have this week. So what we're calling ourselves, I am the outgoing CEO, and Charisse is the incoming CEO.
There's that intersection. Yes. And let's introduce you, most likely reintroduce you, Charisse Mitchell. You've graced our airways prior in your prior setting. But yes, incoming CEO, president for YWCA West Central Michigan. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes. Why this step for you?
I think I have a wonderful opportunity to carry my passion for serving and empowering women and building cultures of safety and respect in communities. And this is just a wonderful opportunity to do that on a different scale and a different stage.
All right. Let me just ask Carla that question. Why are you leaving, Carla?
Well, because it's time. I've been with the YWCA for 33 years. I love the organization. I have huge passion for its work and its mission. And in fact, I'm going to continue to work in domestic and sexual violence very part-time for the state of Michigan. But it's time. It's time to bring somebody else in. Charisse has been a colleague of mine for 9 years. She's incredibly well-respected in the state. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to move her in this position, and I will be very relaxed when I move out.
Charisse, what is your background?
I have been with the Center for Women in Transition for almost 9 years, and very honored and privileged to serve in that space, in that role, in that community. And before that, I was in public administration in Washington, D.C., serving public human service agencies.
Great. So let's talk about how the baton is being passed. What do you bring these next 33 years?
Next 33 years? Wow. I think just...
You're doing the math in your head.
I am. I'm thinking, how old am I going to be in 33 years? Sure,
I give you the challenge.
And in a place like this, I really could do 33 years with great ease and joy. But my passion for issues of domestic and sexual violence and creating safe spaces and communities of inclusion are just incredibly important. And being able to do that in the community that I live in is just a wonderful privilege.
Carla, what... I guess I'll just ask this question. What do you want your legacy to be? What are you most proud of in these 33 years? You know, there's an interesting timeline.
Yeah, you know, the field itself is very different than it was 33 years ago. And, you know, I'm really proud that as an organization, we've been able to collaborate very effectively with other organizations and other community groups. So that I think that the understanding of domestic and sexual violence is very different than it was 33 years ago. And certainly the service provision is dramatically different. You know, if I look at the YWCA 33 years ago, we didn't provide services for sexual assault. And now we provide a nurse examiner. We do the rape kits at the YWCA 24/7 for all ages with nurses. Domestic violence, we have 55 apartments in the community. We own duplexes. You know, we have a lot more opportunity to really take somebody from that point where they come in and in complete stress to healing. So we're not so crisis focused anymore. We're a lot more able to provide the kind of services that will make recovery more sustainable. What's my legacy? I lasted 33. I'm not sure. I just feel like I've been really privileged to be a part of an organization that has allowed, I've had wonderful boards, great staff that have allowed us to experiment and be first in the state in a lot of things and move forward. So it's really that whole team together that has helped the YWCA.
Yes, and your recent campaign, that's all done and your building's ready to...
We've renovated the whole main building and the shelter. The main building, especially the lower level, which used to be a health fitness center for the YWCA, now is a very expanded nurse examiner program where we have a pediatric suite as well as an adult suite. Someone coming into the YWCA has a place where they can receive legal services, medical services, housing relocation, crisis services, a variety of services, all in one area. So they neither have have to move around the community to find those services, but that team works together in response to that survivor. So that's dramatically different than it was before. We will soon be able to have Skype services. Yeah, we also are doing a lot of outreach. So there's a we're right now working with the U.S. Attorney's Office to develop SANE programs in the UP, and we just finished with Big Rapids developing a SANE hospital-based program there. So there are a lot of opportunities yet to serve underserved populations, both within the Kent County area and outside of the community.
Great. Charisse, how can the community help you in this next journey of yours?
Well, I think... funny.
That's positive.
Absolutely. I think continuing its level of support and really wrapping its arms around this organization, I am just thrilled to be a part of something that's been around for, you know, well over 100 years. And that sense of vision and commitment and embracing opportunities for social justice and being, whether it's volunteering, financial contributions, supporting and advocating for us in the community is the best gift that we can give.
Right. Well, a little birdie tells me there might not be a seat at the table, but next Thursday is your annual Open Circle Luncheon where time, talents, and treasures are shared. Carla?
Yep. Open Circle this year has Elizabeth Smart will be the speaker. And Elizabeth Smart, if your listeners remember, was 14 years old 16 years ago when she was kidnapped from her home in Utah and was kept in captivity for 9 months. She's just an absolutely fabulous speaker, ties in very well to our services of domestic violence, sexual assault. You know, she also will be talking about human trafficking and pornography and how those elements all play in to the trauma that she experienced, particularly the pornography that she experienced. And we're just feeling grateful that she's got a great message that ties so much into the services of the YW, and obviously the community has responded. We've never had a sold-out audience for Open Circle in the past, and so we're very happy with that.
The bar is really set high now for you, Charisse. All right, how do we find out more information about our YWCA West Central Michigan?
You can call our main number at 459-4681. We also are on Facebook, on Twitter. We have a website that is just our name, ywcawcmi.org. So, yeah, there are lots of opportunities. You can also, like, try and call tomorrow and see if somebody dropped out of Open Circle. Who can tell? You might find a seat.
Do it. Carla Blinkhorn will call you outgoing CEO. Charisse Mitchell will call you incoming CEO with the YWCA. Good luck, ladies, and thanks for you both.
Thanks for having us.